like chicken.
They do.
Is that right?
They do. And I tell you another dish, while you're in Arkansas, you might see it on a menu, is the short drumstick. You're going to wonder what that is. They buy the chicken wings, and they take that first joint off and just have that little short piece. Hmm. And they cook them real crisp. Oh, they're delicious.
That's interesting.
I've had some of the Arkansas catfish.
It's good.
Pretty good.
It's good.
It sure is. Well, getting back to animals and names for them. Say, if you have, talking about hogs, what would the male hog be called?
Boar.
Boar hog.
Yes.
Well, what about a little one when it's first born? You call it a...
Piglet.
Is there anything between a pig and a fully grown?
Shoat.
Oh, yeah, shoat.
Now, where does the ELT come in? Does your book say anything about
E-L-T?
That? ELT? Uh-huh, that word.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a young porker.
How is that pronounced?
Elt, I
it's
guess.
Elk?
I found it often in my crossword puzzles, and I just wondered how.
I wonder if it's a regional word, maybe from some other part of the country.
I don't know.
But have you ever heard of a male hog that's been altered called anything particular?
Yeah, but right off, I can't call it. I don't know.
Well, why are you thinking about it? What do you say has been done to the hog? It's been...
Well, you don't say altered. Spayed? No.
I usually think of a cat or a dog, you know.
Neutered?
Neutered.
That's what I could call when I carried my cat to the vet. I wanted him neutered.
Would some people around here be just as likely to say castrated?
Yes, some people do. Now, that's not an uptown word.
Is that right? Kind of a back in the country.
Yeah, talking about that neutering and what have you, I always use the word altered. So when I was at the vet this last time, the lady wanted my cat's history, and when I said, he was altered such and such date. She says, honey, he was neutered. So, now you must be proper.
Well, it was altered.
Yeah, really?
Think about it.
That's right.
Have you ever heard a farmer say something like cut for that?
Yes, I surely have.
Or talking about hogs, you know, these stiff hairs on hogs' back.
Yes.
All those... remember if there's anything particular they were called?
Bristle.
But what about these long teeth, you know?
Tusk.
Have you ever heard old timers call them tushes?
Yeah, tushes. Tushes.
Do you have any particular names around here for a hog that's grown up wild?
We just call it a wild boar or a wild hog.
I'm asking everybody I meet in Arkansas if there's really such thing as a razorback.
Oh, yes. He got a loose and he's in the bottom somewhere.
Is that right?
That's what I was told. I'm not a football fan.
Yeah.
And
wow.
All of that's hogwash to me.
I was talking to a lady in Arkadelphia, and when that subject came up, she asked me if I had ever heard the Razorback yell, you know, at the football game.
Yeah, sweet.
Boy, she brought her son in there and they gave me a yell.
You heard it, didn't you?
I sure did.
Well, that again is hogwash. I want you to know, Mr.